Richard Verlander has joined us on Sports Byline USA. And again, I want to urge you to check out this book. We're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline USA Book Corner. It's called Rocks Across the Pond, Lessons Learned, Stories Told. In the introduction to the interview with you, I said that in this book you talk about the people who influenced Justin, both good and bad. Give me some examples of the latter.
Well, you know, I think that life is full of examples, especially where young athletes are concerned, of, you know, the wrong crowd, if you will. In high school, a lot of the guys that Justin played with as a young man really ended up defeating themselves. One of the chapters in that book, we call it Position for Success. And what we talk about is how many young athletes coming along that were really, really good and very talented, very gifted, just threw it all away. And so, you know, some of that crowd, you know, we made a conscious decision as parents to take Justin out of a big city high school and put him in a little country school, just because we just felt like the atmosphere was not right with respect to, you know, some of the things that we saw going on out there. And you know, so yeah, I mean, and you know, he played for in Little League, he played for what I would have to say was a very abusive type of coach that really was very demeaning. And you know, my wife and I actually got involved and made some complaints, and you know, got this guy drummed out of the league. And you know, these kind of things are, you know, they're not easy. It's a tough thing to do, but when it's your child, I think you have to be aggressive and assert yourself sometimes. And so, I mean, there's just plenty of pitfalls along the way, and you know, we certainly aren't controlling or overbearing, but we are strict. That both of our boys labeled us as the strictest parents in Goochland County, in Virginia, where we're from. And I don't think they meant it as a compliment at the time, but hopefully the older they get, the more of a compliment it becomes, because it's a label we wore proudly.
We were talking a little bit about it before you joined me on the air here, and that is that I think, like a lot of people, if you go to a Little League game, you just kind of shudder and shake your head. And I know I stop by every now and then. Some of the things that I see coaches do and some of the things I hear parents say coming out of the stands. And too many times, Richard, I think it's an extension of that person trying to inject that into the young athlete, the young player, both parents as well as coaches. Am I correct in that observation? And what did you have to deal with aside from that coach? What can be done? What's your suggestion on that?
Well, my suggestion is really, you know, the lessons they get at home, the car ride home is a great opportunity to, I think, talk with especially the younger kids about things they see and hear on the field, and you know, why, you know, that it's not, you know, being unkind or placing blame on others, and you know, or even their own behavior. Let's face it, you know, things like bragging and stuff like that. I'm talking smaller children now, but Justin would tell you today that he remembers his mom and dad having a conversation with him when he was 6 years old, 7 years old, about some folks that approached him after a little t-ball game and said, "Gee, you're really good." And he said, "Yeah, I know it." And we very quickly snuffed that out. And, you know, as parents, you really don't work. Yeah, it's just a point in time, right? But that little guy remembered that conversation for the rest of his life.
What were some of the bumps? What were some of the bumps that he endured along the way that you talk about in the book?
Well, I think really when we look back, there was, and you nailed it. I mean, you hit it on the head. Most of the time it's the parents, unfortunately. And Justin had to endure quite a bit of jealousy, dealing with, you know, playing, if you will, being on the varsity too soon. There were some parents that weren't happy that they felt like Justin didn't deserve to, you know, be playing where they thought their son should play. When he was a little leaguer, as an 11-year-old, he played on a you know, major league, little league team, and kids kind of shunned him. Justin, you know, was a little different. I mean, Justin, this is where these wonderful coaches and teachers come in. I mean, he learned that, you know, he needed to embrace the fact that he wasn't just like everybody else. He was very outgoing, very fidgety, very, you know, just kind of a different sort of kid. And, you know, sometimes being a little different, especially in the teenage world, can really be tough on a kid. And consequently, I think, though, that, you know, with really strong foundation, that turns into a strength, because later on in life, you see young people like that really go out of their way to right those wrongs and really take the time to be a friend to somebody that needs one.
You sent him to the Richmond Baseball Academy. Tell me why you did that.
Well, a couple of reasons. When Justin was, I think it was 14 years old, two things happened. I realized I coached him all the way through Little League, starting as a six-year-old, not knowing anything. And it's one of the wonderful things about Little League, you know, the parents kind of learn as you go and learn from each other. And so by the time he was 12, I had coached his teams and was his coach. But I quickly realized that he did have quite a bit of talent. So I thought it was time to turn him over to a former college coach. His name was Bob Smith. And we remained very close. He's one of these guys that made a huge difference in Justin's life. But he knew what he was doing and provided some really quality instruction, but also just the mental parts of the game. And the other side of the coin was Justin was getting real scary for Dad to try to catch by the time he was 13, 14. So part self-preservation, part developing the young athlete.
I have to ask you, his decision to go to Old Dominion, did he have the opportunity to get drafted right out of high school? And if so, what was the deciding factor in going to college for 3 years?
Well, this is another one of those issues that, looking back, you know, we were actually, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, but gee, it sure didn't seem like it at the time. Justin sat on the sofa with me for 2 days of Major League Draft, and his name didn't get called at all. And, you know, there again, how you deal with negatives and how you, you know, whether you take it as a challenge, as Justin did, or whether you just sort of write it off to, well, you know, I guess I'm not any good. Justin ended up going to ODU. Yes, he could have gone probably anywhere in the country, but chose Old Dominion because we really liked the coach there. It was another one of those things that we just kind of did from their gut with Justin. We, you know, we sat around and talked about it, and it just kind of felt right. And the coach, just a genuinely good man, and really said, look, I'm going to take care of your son. And that was it for Mom and Dad. I mean, it was like, he's going to take care of our son, first and foremost. Not, you know, he's going to take him to the College World Series, but he's going to look out for the young man. And that meant so much to us. And as it turned out, it becomes a very good decision on the old career path as well, because he gets to be a Friday night starter at a mid-major instead of a baseball powerhouse. And as a result of that, he's a freshman All-American. He gets on the radar for Team USA, gets a tryout, and next thing you know, 3 years later, he's the number one pick of the Detroit Tigers. So it was one of those decisions that we made at the time with not a whole lot of information, but looking back, I would tell any young man, unless you go in the first round of the draft, and I wouldn't have said this at the time, go to school. Go to school. How many young men are really ready to, you know, take a little bit of money and go off and live in an adult world at the ripe old age of 18? College is just such a great experience. And but at the time, you know, it was devastating. It was like, oh my gosh, if he could have just gone in the fourth or fifth round, we'd have been off to who knows where.
We only have a minute before we have to break again, Richard. And I'm just wondering, was there some concern about the fact that at the college level, as a pitcher, he might be overused? Because I hear that a lot from my friends who are Major League Baseball scouts.
Well, there is and there was with Justin. I mean, the scouts would cringe and people would really be concerned because Justin, you know, always threw a lot of innings. But what you really didn't see was, though, that Justin never was asked to roll out in the middle of the week and, like, bounce back after 2 or 3 days' rest. So he ended up throwing a lot of innings on a Friday night, but he wouldn't pitch again until the next Friday night. And I think it made him stronger. And Dustin's a tough guy to gauge anyway, because anybody that's watched him pitch knows he's throwing harder in the ninth inning than he is in the first. So it's hard to figure out when the guy's tired.
Richard Verlander is with us, and again, we're talking about his very talented son, Justin Verlander. He and his wife, Kathy, both of them received the George and Barbara Bush Little League Parents of the Year Award. And again, I want to urge you to check out this book. It's called Rocks Across the Pond, Lessons Learned and Stories Told. And when we come back in the next segment, one of the things I want to talk to Richard about is when you cut the cord, because when you're somebody involved in your kid's life, especially an athlete, at some point you have to let them make their own decisions. And it's always a difficult time, and I'm sure it varies from athlete to athlete and family to family, but we're going to find out when we come back on the other side. Again, the name of the book, Rocks Across the Pond, as we continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.